Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is AJ and Dusty.
All right, listen up. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
With AJ McCord.
That beer's getting better, I admit that. But you're still weak on the left side.
And Dusty Hera.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard spotted underwear. Bikini style, sir.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
What kind of power you got? I got a question with that. I got no power.
Good afternoon, happy Wednesday to ya, the 19th of January, 2022, a Wu-Tang Wednesday. AJ McCord, how you doing?
The 36 chamber, bring it to my proper.
Just grand. This is the time of the year that I always have to remind myself, rain is a good thing.
No, it is.
I know, but I'm very tired of it, if I'm being honest.
This is what's happening. We had some nice days. This is Oregon just giving you the reminder.
I
hey,
know.
I'm still here.
I know.
Poke, poke, poke.
Very, very much. I would say it's like a little bit more aggressive than just like a poke. I'd say we're being a little bit abrasive, actually.
Supposed to be nice this weekend,
a
though.
Aggressive.
That's Oregon giveth,
good.
Oregon taketh. A Wednesday, who cares? Give me Saturday, Sunday with some sunshine.
Valid.
We're
valid.
Good to go.
That's fair.
We'll have a good one.
Yes, we will.
Plus,
what?
We need it.
It keeps the trees green.
It does.
That's why it's so green.
The waterfall's falling.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good amount things. Of rain.
We need the snowpack up on the hill.
The way that you eared your way through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need it.
Well, that's that's Will just being beat down Oregonian. That's how we usually respond to it. It's just like, well, yeah, we need it.
We need it.
You'll thank us in June.
We got to have it.
You know? That's how I feel.
Hey, you want to keep those trees green, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like how it happens.
Like to keep water in the waterfalls.
Let me explain to you something. The waterfalls hits the trees. The light comes out. The trees grow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and that's science.
Yep. All right. That is science. Photosynthesis is a hell of a thing.
I don't know.
Oh, Trista Crick will join us today because it is Wednesday. That was Trista last week reacting to Will being shirtless at barbecues. Always.
Yeah, which we've established.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people got angry about it. I was more disgusted.
I was just confused.
Yes, you should be.
Yeah, it was just a befuddling thing. It remains befuddling.
It's fine.
You remain a mystery, Will.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like it.
There is one thing that I have noticed is bothering me more than it should.
Okay.
I have a guttural reaction to it when I hear it.
Okay.
And it makes me angry.
Okay.
And I want to know if anybody else has this feeling because I just can't handle it. I've seen the commercial play several times over the last couple of weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the first few times I didn't really notice it, but I've found that I've been noticing it more and more. There is a new Applebee's commercial.
Mm.
And I am not an Applebee's hater.
Okay.
I don't mind Applebee's one bit.
Okay.
Applebee's has done something, though, that I feel is a bridge too far.
Okay.
They have the theme of the great show Cheers in their commercial. This song. This is the one.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
If you can see AJ's face right now, she's just
like, no idea what the show Cheers is.
It's almost as if we were just playing somebody speaking Chinese right now, and she's like, I don't know. What?
Well, I don't know.
Just air conditioner.
Yeah. No, I do know this song, though.
Yeah. And they want to frame Applebee's as Cheers. Like, I'm going to walk in and Sam Malone is going to be there. Like, Coach is going to be there. Woody's going to be there.
Not Woody.
It is not Cheers. We know it's not. Don't you dare try to say it's Cheers. Now, I take it you've never seen the television show Cheers.
No, I thought you were talking about the show Cheer on Netflix about cheerleading.
I was not.
No, I have watched that.
Turns out.
This thing, that, when I saw that commercial, I get mad. The show Cheers may mean way more to me than it does anybody else, but the finale of the show Cheers is one of the first times that I remember seeing my dad cry.
Oh, wow.
Was watching the finale to the show Cheers because my dad is a bar owner. He was the former jock that owned the bar.
Sorry.
What?
We're closed.
That's right. That's right. And then he flips the sign on the Indian statue and turns the lights off and he walks out. I remember it. I remember they had like on the after show, they had like a blimp that had like the Goodyear blimp and it had the reader board like farewell Cheers on it. That show meant a ton. Like I remember just being like glued to it.
Mm.
It makes me actually mad when I see that commercial.
Well, that makes sense. If they're taking something that was so meaningful to you.
Why does that make you mad?
I don't know. Like, it's one of those things. It's one of the things that you just get angry about and you have, it's an irrational hatred, or I guess for that just commercial. Mm-hmm. I still like Applebee's. I'm not against Applebee's.
Well, does Frasier make you mad?
Can't do that. The spinoff?
Yeah.
No.
Are you like, oh, you've dirtied the legacy of Cheers. You don't give Frasier his own spinoff.
You want to talk about two fantastic theme songs, one from the original and the other for the spinoff?
Mm.
Cheers and Frasier. Yeah. Great theme songs.
Baby, I hear them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get unreasonably mad.
Scrambled eggs. That's good.
I can relate to the unreasonably mad. I've adopted Will's belief system that I must like shred my mail once I open it. Can't just like put it in the trash and then take it out to the trash can, right?
That's how they get you.
I know. So, but what I have gotten irrationally upset about, I was getting the mail yesterday and there's a letter that is pink, okay? Pink is bad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pink means you are past due. And it went a step further. This thing on the envelope, not only was the envelope, or I think it was the piece of paper was pink. So it was a white envelope, but the paper, like where you can see through the address and your name and all that.
I think you and I literally got the same one.
And then it went further. It said, this is our third attempt to contact you on the outside of the envelope. And so I'm like,
oh my gosh,
what did I forget to pay? What are they coming after me for?
Extended warranty on your car.
Terrifying, right? And then I open up the envelope and it's like, hey, this is our third attempt to contact you. You might have a home warranty policy that might be about to expire.
No.
But we don't actually know because you're not a customer of ours. But this is our third attempt to contact.
They're taking the robocall for cars and they're making it, they're taking over our mail
and
now?
And I was like, okay, there's a lot of assuming going on here.
Yep.
And the only reason I opened this stupid envelope is because you made me think that I was in trouble.
I'm telling you right now, seriously, quit opening mail and quit answering emails that do not address you directly.
It was addressed to me. It had my name and my address.
But mail... like paper, I'm telling you, if something is like about to go atomic in your life, that's bad. Someone will call you.
I don't know.
They aren't going to ruin your life by mail or email. Trust me.
Sometimes
they will call you.
Sometimes you get $1,000 bill via the mail.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, you forgot to pay, or like your escrow was not where it was, or whatever.
You'll trust the phone call more than the mail?
Dude, If they want something to get done, they will call you. Seriously. By sending you a letter, they literally don't want to deal with it. They're like, it's past due.
But this wasn't even, they had no business being in my life, period.
I know what you're saying. And in fact, I got this same letter the other day. I took a picture of it.
And so I'm just letting you know, if you're in marketing for any company, this is the fastest way to ensure not only will I never buy anything from
you,
I will tell every single person I know about your company. And the audacious marketing tactic that really irritated the mess out of me, and nobody else that I know is
9 to 2,
no breaks, all gas, hard. Yep.
That's right.
That's how I'll be.
You're onto something here, because I had this theory with pop-up ads. Remember when those were like so intrusive? Remember?
They were so intrusive.
Yeah. If you had a company where you had pop-up ads, I made it a point not to use your company anymore.
See?
And
I get it.
I still do it. Like if I'm watching a video on Facebook or YouTube or something, like it's on or Twitter or something, and right when it gets to like the good part of of like the guy's about to fall off the trampoline or whatever, and you're like, I've been waiting for this guy to fall off the trampoline. And then it's like, ad, no, I'm done with you. I'm not intentionally the placed ads.
Yeah.
Not gonna go to that company anymore. Nope. I'm with you on this.
And if you have, again, the audacity to think that because you put a doorbell or a barking dog in your commercial, that I'm going to have to pay attention to your commercial because it's going to get my dog's attention. Mm. Now, again, I'm not buying your product because I'm telling Scarlett to stop barking at the dang TV because they've made the doorbell go off.
Look, I have for years gone to ad agencies pitching the same idea over and over again. Just start every commercial with yelling sex and everyone will pay attention. You don't have to like sex, hate sex or anything, but if you hear sex, you will immediately go, what? What's going on?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Huh.
Who's having it? What's going on? Why are we talking about it? And then it's like, hey, have you ever driven the Chevy Cruze before? That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Been denied everyone.
Do you need butter?
I feel like that should get added to our list of words that could make a sentence
but
awkward.
But that's at the beginning.
Yeah, that is at the beginning.
At the end.
It's a good attention grabber.
So, like, you'd be like, sex. It's great. So is butter on your toast, mostly.
Yeah. In fact, you don't even have to put that part in.
Ladies.
Yeah. So far. Anyway.
So far.
Very irritating. And I ripped it up, and I did take a picture of it, though, so I can remember the company name. And
it's very old lady of you. Take a photo of your mail.
I can't.
I needed to remember it for this story.
I can't wait till we have AJ's photo album. She has a whole album in her phone of companies I will not use. It's just photos of like a screenshot or some mail.
Yep.
Really grainy photos like out her car of billboards.
Take nice pictures.
The whole spamming junk mail, you know, robocalls thing. You saw today.
This was bizarre.
As we were getting ready for the show, I get a phone call from this gravelly voice, a number that I didn't recognize. It had the same three numbers that start my phone number.
Mm.
And this gravelly guy's like, hey, you called? Nope. I didn't. You're not like selling any cars or anything. I'm like, what? He's like, I got a call from this number like 10 minutes ago. And he went and he actually looked. I could see he was like, phone was away from his face. He says, 11 minutes ago from this number. And I'm like, it wasn't me, man. Sorry.
And did you get prank called?
No, because there would be a payoff at the end of this. Like there would be some sort of joke or a payoff if I'm getting prank called.
What if this is the payoff?
Yeah.
This is the thing. My phone, like, you know how you get cloned? Like they clone your number. My number got cloned, but it's in use.
Uh-oh.
Shouldn't that be against the... That should be against the law if it's not.
Oh, it should be, but I don't know if it is.
I've gotten that too.
Why? How is this happening? How is this allowed to happen?
I don't know, dude.
Dude, yeah. It to me, it's like... I've felt this for a while with like a lot of the things that's going on in the world, like these type of things, like Applebee's using the Cheers theme song, you know, getting calls from your own number and their robocalls and everything. I feel like this generation of us hasn't like taken care of the important things like that. Like we've just left that on the wayside. Like why aren't more people working on stopping robocallers? It is a sieve on my life, dude. I hate it. I have to redo my voicemail now where I basically tell people, I'm not going to check my voicemail because I get robocalls all the time. There's no point.
My voicemail's been full for 3 years.
Yes. Like, why are people working on this? Like, quit building bridges and get rid of robocalls. That's what I'm saying.
I just think maybe we should... I think we should
stick to building bridges.
Yeah, like, bridges is a good idea.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But, like, maybe we don't need to continue, like... sending more and more people to space.
Or how about this? Like, I'll go in
as quickly. Like, let's just pause it. I'm not saying to, like, you know.
No, I'm pro shooting. Some people should be shot into space.
But that's not who's getting shot into space.
But here's the thing.
Good point.
I think maybe, like, we should just refocus some of the people in that industry. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, maybe for, like, 6 months, guys, I think the internet has enough porn on it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We can just take those people just... shift them from one tech to the other, which is get rid of robocalls, and then you do your good and then go back to whatever you were doing before.
This country, it used to be great.
Oh my God.
People stopping robocalls.
I'm just saying for 6 months. Yeah, if we put all of those minds and we just redirected them for 6 months, we could never have a robocall again.
Well, how is it that Apple can tell me, like, tell my friends and family where I am at any given moment, and yet they can't stop robocalls? Like, that should be an app. You should have an app on your phone that screens robocalls.
All right.
If nothing else. It'd be great to just stop them all together, but I'm just saying, we're developing apps for everything these days.
Yeah. All right. But we're pro-building bridges.
Yeah, we would like to build more bridges.
Bridges are okay.
Bridges are good.
Robocalls bad.
Right.
This text, 503-250-1080. Bridges? The Columbia River Crossing still needs to be built like 20 years ago.
That's right.
Well, and aren't we doing a lot of the, aren't we like earthquake safing a lot of the bridges in town?
Yes, we are. And in fact, over in Hillsboro, there's a building that is completely dedicated to the big one hitting. Did you know that?
So you'll like go there if the big one hits?
Yeah, it's like a resource center for when the huge earthquake happens.
Oh,
and
that's
every
convenient.
Time I drive by, I'm like, why did we waste money on that?
It won't be a waste when the big one hits.
Okay, when's that going to happen?
In the next,
50 to 500 years.
Yeah, well, 5 to 500 years. In geologic time, that is right around
very
the corner,
little
buddy.
Time.
Well, I mean, come on. Right,
I'm somebody who has, until it got stolen out of my car, I had an earthquake kit in my car.
What the hell's in an earthquake kit?
An earthquake kit has like canned foods, jugs of water, an extra blanket, charged batteries, and a flashlight.
And a gun.
No, I don't do guns. Oh. I do think I put my axe in there, though.
For the zombies.
Nice. Yeah.
Well,
of course.
For the zombies.
I think it would be effective. How about this text?
Are you just assuming that when the earthquake happens, just zombies shoot out of the ground? I love how you went there. You were like, yeah, earthquake zombies.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You've watched too many movies.
Yeah. The earth shakes and it brings them all to the surface. The big cracks in the ground there, like hands come up.
I'm not even going to think about what they didn't teach you in school.
And then when that early happens, Dusty will just be sitting there like, I told you.
And you're
I tried to tell her.
Old man on his porching it.
I
tried to tell you.
I will.
But you know what? I'll have my axe.
Mm. All right. How about this text? It says, robocall came through using my dad's cell number 7 months after he died.
Ew.
See, that's a big reason. That's actually a really good reason why we should stop the robocalls.
That's really mean.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you went through that.
All right. Sports show today. We'll have Gabe Neitzel on ESPN Milwaukee. He's our Packers go-to guy. He'll join us at 1 o'clock. As I mentioned earlier, Trista Crick, our BetQL Network insider, host of BetMGM Tonight in the Heat Check podcast, will join us at 1:30. Michael Sean Dugar from The Athletic, Seahawks reporter, 2 o'clock. It's a busy day.
It's a very busy day.
But where we got to start, rumblings around the rumor mill continue with the Blazers. Will it produce anything? AJ and Dusty on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fans clutching, pulling out gas, double barrel, blew off the burner, kind of dusty. Back home, just
bring it to him proper. This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
John Hollinger, David Aldridge, and Sam Amick of The Athletic did a little roundtable talking about the viability of a trade for Ben Simmons before the deadline.
Yes.
And they, as they were talking about whether or not they expect Ben Simmons to be dealt, which they did believe that, like, hey, if the asking price does come down, yeah, this thing does look like it could be done. But that's the big if, because you're not getting Damian Lillard and you're not getting Bradley Beal, right? For Ben Simmons.
No.
That's atrocious.
No, and I think that the longer that we have seen Ben, like, Daryl Morey has lost his leverage quite a bit since this whole saga began. So any hopes he had of getting somebody like Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal, which were very slim to begin with, have gone to nil.
Yes. And so they're looking at, like, okay, well, how does this thing get done? What team does he go to? Sacramento was thrown in there.
Yeah, which honestly, but if you think about, like, the 76ers, there's something too, because who were they talking about? It was Buddy Hield. They were talking about De'Aaron Fox, right?
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox, and then Harrison Barnes too.
Yeah, I mean, those could be some good pieces for Philadelphia. So, like, they don't really care what they do to Ben Simmons.
No, right? But why go back to, does Sacramento honestly think that Ben Simmons will be happy there?
Well, no, but that's something where Sacramento is reeling anyway. And so then do you just try to get him to figure out, once you get a direction, you have a trade piece?
And
it is California.
If you were wasn't a
that, Kings wait,
fan.
Wasn't that? Wait.
That was one of the places he did say he would want to go.
So then?
Sacramento is kind of different than L.A.
Well, no,
he said
did,
California.
And that includes the Kings. Yeah. I don't think he meant that. I don't know if Ben Simmons has ever been to Sacramento.
Hey, maybe he likes Tahoe.
Maybe. But that was thrown out there. But near the end of their article, they started talking about teams that are in sale mode, desperation mode to make a move. And that's when the Portland Trailblazers came up.
Yes.
And they were talking about Joe Cronin. Mm-hmm. And what happens with the Blazers. And it says, quote, with Lillard's future still uncertain, he needs to upgrade this roster to calm those waters. Sources say Detroit's Jeremy Grant and Boston's Jaylen Brown are the types of talents that would achieve that goal, but it remains to be seen if Cronin can pull something like that off. Lillard's out for 6 weeks after having surgery. The Trailblazers are widely believed to be pursuing Miles Turner, and it's unclear how the injury, his foot injury, which is a precursor to a stress fracture. He's having a stress reaction in his foot.
Gotcha.
Is no history of that here in Portland at all. Bill Walton.
Moving on.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
It's, just trying not to have you dwelling.
I just go to a dark place.
I know.
It says, quote, and it's unclear how the injury will impact the interest on that front. If it's a lost season anyway, then maybe it's a deal still worth doing. Then again, it's a risky play considering Turner, who's owed $18 million this season and next, who will become a free agent in 2023.
Hmm.
We know that the Blazers should be movers and shakers, but when you have these three guys sitting there and talking in this round table,
yeah,
the Miles Turner one should terrify Blazer fans because, one, he has an injury history and he's injured again.
Yep.
Does not bode well.
Right.
The other one, though, is if you have the national guys continuing to kind of float, you know, the name Jeremy Grant,
mm-hmm.
the name Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
There is hope that that move is working and those conversations are still being had by Joe Cronin and the powers that be in other places.
Well, and that's what Joe Cronin told us he was going to do. He told us he was going to be aggressive and he wasn't. And at the same time, he was not going to be reactionary.
Nope.
And so those are the two things that I think we're seeing, is that the fact that the Blazers keep coming up in these conversations as movers, as shakers, as active players, as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline, tells you Joe Cronin is being aggressive. And also the fact that he hasn't made any moves yet means he's not being reactionary to Damian Lillard's news, to CJ McCollum returning, to anything else that is currently going on within the Blazers' actual on-court product.
And you think of whether it's Jeremy Grant, Jaylen Brown, if you look and put into the hierarchy in the priority list of, hey, what positions do need to have an upgrade and make it, it is with those two guys as opposed to Miles Turner, where Nurk is more than serviceable.
Yes.
Like, Nurk is more than serviceable.
Yeah.
But if you're making wholesale changes, Nurk would be one to go. If you're talking about, all right, you're moving, you know, a CJ and you're getting him out of town and you're getting rid of the three guard lineup, you need a Jaylen Brown, you need a Jeremy Grant, you need to get the small forward, power forward positions way more of a priority than saying replacing Nurk with a Miles Turner and that's going to be this, you know, silver bullet that fixes the Blazers.
Right.
That is not it. And we all know that that's not it.
Well, and I think I don't think the Blazers need to have just this entire wholesale change to their, like, starting five. I think they need to make one or two big moves, but I also think that Damian Lillard being out affords them a level of test this and then see, right? Like, if you can make a move for a Jeremy Grant, for a Jaylen Brown, and then you see how they work with Nurk, you see how they work with Anfernee Simons, you see how that goes in a season where you're not going to have Dame for at least another 5 weeks, right? And probably longer, depending on how this season goes. But then you can say, okay, now that we're here and, like, we've made this one move, do we need to make more moves in the summer? Do we need to make more moves in the off season? I don't think that there's a reason to have this, like, chaotic, frenetic trade deadline situation for the Blazers. I think you make one, maybe two very deliberate moves to continue to test what you already have, as well as see what you can integrate and see how that looks at the end of the season. And if that starts to look really, really good, then great. You've set yourself up for an offseason, which is going to be some of these guys' first full offseason, Damian Lillard, since 2019.
And
or 2019.
Everything that you're laying out there says you make a big swing, you make a big move, and if it doesn't work out, you're in the same position that you were if you just keep this thing the way it is right now, which is Damian Lillard getting frustrated and ultimately saying, I'm done. I want out, right?
Yeah.
If you don't make that move, you're still going to be in that same spot by the end. Either work out.
Right.
Or you're going to be in the same position, which is disgruntled superstar.
Yep. Mm. Who's now healthy for the first time in 3 to 4 years.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to knock on wood. You're just going, he's healthy back.
He
had the surgery.
Yeah. I don't think Damian Lillard comes back until he's fully healthy.
Yeah. Man. Next year. See him 2020. You see in October of 2022.
There you go.
All right. We do it every single Wednesday at this time. Panic or patience? We start with the NFL. But first is Will, and he's got SportsCenter.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Is it time to freak out?
Well, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what you all think I'm gonna do, which is just flip out!
Or should everyone just relax?
Five letters here. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're gonna be okay.
This is Panic or Patience, part of AJ and Dusty on 1080. The Fan.
Every Wednesday at this time, we do our Panic or Patience. NFL is where we start. Will Darkins, this is where you take over, sir. What have you?
Now?
Right now.
No, wait.
Oh, wait.
Okay, now. Oh, now.
He's going to go get something to eat.
No,
that
now.
That timing that you just missed is why she's Broadcaster of the Year. You're not.
Unfair.
You gotta rub it in, don't you?
Unfair, and I'm sorry that he said that.
Hey, here's Dak Prescott after that loss they had Sunday.
Dak, what do you think about the fans throwing beer bottles on the field at the very end? Did you see that? I think one of them hit Tank Lawrence.
No, I didn't see that. That's sad. I mean, you're talking about a team. You're talking about men that come out each and every day of their lives and give everything to the sport, give everything to this game of football. Nobody wants to succeed more than we want to succeed. I understand fans and the word fan for fanatic. I get that. But to know everything that we put into this day in and day out, try our hardest. Nobody comes in the game wanting or expecting to lose, and for people to react that way when you're supposed to be a supporter and be with us through thick and thin, that's tough.
I think they were aiming at the referees.
Yeah, they went.
Credit to them then.
They weren't doing it.
Oh, credit to them.
That was him saying he was disappointed in fans throwing trash at the players, and then, well, in all of about 5 seconds, when he realized it was at the officials.
180.
Well, boy. No, that's a good thing.
That is quite the thing. That was a 48-second clip, and what, we'll say 40 of it was him saying how it's pathetic that they're throwing trash when these guys put everything that they have into the effort that they put out on the field, and then, oh, no, they're throwing at the fans. Oh, well, S, credit to them, yeah.
Never mind.
E.
All good.
This is not a good look.
It's a very bad look.
Panic! Woo! Or patience. The NFL should fine Dak more than the $50,000 Bruce Arians was fined today for striking, quote-unquote, Andrew Adams.
Yes, panic. Panic, yes. Because think of what we remember after the bubble was over and fans were finally back in stands players in the NBA were getting spit on, getting stuff thrown on them. The outrage that all athletes from every sport had
popcorn
over that.
On Russell Westbrook.
Yes, in how that's a disgusting. Listen to Dak Prescott and how disgusted he was. Oh, is that the officials? Well, yeah, okay. Hold on. Dak, the officials didn't make you run a quarterback draw and slide with 14 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was bad.
They didn't make your guys jump off sides 5 different times on defense.
Nope. They did not. So, yeah, so I think that, wait. Panic or patience?
Panic is yes, fine him.
Panic, I say. Yeah.
And the Bruce Arians striking of the player, boy, I've had a lot of coaches in my life that I wouldn't even think twice at. Like, he tapped him on the helmet. Mm. It's not, it wasn't like a violent hit.
It was like,
hey, dumbass, stop.
Because it was also in the middle of, he was trying to pull players off the pile. Yeah. It was a little, in the middle of a kerfuffle.
Yeah. That was ridiculous. That's a very expensive helmet tap.
It is very expensive.
All right, it is the year of the quarterback every year in the NFL.
Sure.
Duh.
Can we just accept that?
Every single one is.
It's also been an interesting year for franchise quarterbacks. Now, this doesn't necessarily apply to Dak Prescott, as he's probably not going anywhere. But panic. Or patience. We'll see 3 or more formerly believed franchise QBs, a.k.a. Matt Ryan, perhaps,
Matt Ryan
in the NFL this offseason.
Matt Ryan? Do we think Matt Ryan is?
Damn, boys.
A franchise QB? Yeah.
No, excuse that he's going to get moved this year. That would be something.
Wait, we can accept Matt Ryan's a franchise QB, right?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
He was saying he was questioning, like if he would get moved.
Yeah, I see. Because that one just seems like you're dug in at this point with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, you've decided.
All right, well, what about some other QBs?
No, I like where your head's at, though, because that is one at the tail end that we wouldn't think about. But if they're done with him, they want to start draft a new quarterback, yeah, get Matt Ryan out of there.
Yeah. I would say you panic because you think about all of the different, like, really big name, supposedly entrenched quarterbacks who've been talked about last offseason. And the math just works out, right? Like, let's say we throw Matt Ryan in there. Okay, well, now what about Aaron Rodgers? Mm-hmm. That's 2. What about Russell Wilson? That's 3. What about Tua Tagovailoa? Yep. Dolphins are about to get a new head coach. What if they don't believe in that?
What if the new guy hates him just as much as Brian Flores did?
Okay, what about, like, Derek Carr? Would we include him in that conversation? I mean, I think...
Well, Derek, there is that rumor. Ian Rappaport said they got decisions that they need to make now with a new head coach, new GM. They could go the route of getting a new quarterback as well.
So I just listed off 5 quarterbacks, and we haven't even talked about, So I think panic. I think you could actually absolutely see that many moves.
Panic, yes. And this is not including guys like Roethlisberger, who could be retiring, right?
Oh, right.
Or Deshaun Watson, who... Ugh. I mean, we won't put Roethlisberger in this conversation because he is retiring, but Deshaun Watson still could be moved, and nothing has changed in his status, yet it's okay to trade him now. Jimmy Garoppolo, when he was dealt to San Francisco, he was sent there to be the guy.
Yep.
They may move off of him.
Yep.
I mean, we could see a lot of movement, and there was that report yesterday of, like, the Bears job being attractive to some head coaching candidates because of the fact that the front office could be open to, hey, if Justin Fields isn't the guy that you want, maybe we try to move him for somebody else too. There could be a ton of guys on the move. This could be another wild year for quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, so I say panic.
Sure.
Here's physically, not emotionally broken, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Every throw is impacted. I mean, it's a shoulder injury, so any type of throw, you're going to feel it, and it's going to change things. But yeah, it's just similar to when I was first dealing with a thumb. My body's just learning and have to adapt to it.
All right, let's take some stock here. He has the shoulder injury. That's 1.
That's 1.
And now he has a thumb injury. That's 2. Panic. Patience. The injury to Nick Bosa is more significant. Nick Bosa, by the way, concussion protocols, is more significant to the 49ers than Mr. James Garoppolo.
I'd say panic, yes. I do think Nick Bosa in concussion protocols is a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about the most important position in sports, right, is quarterback. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, in his level of comfort in that game, is not as important as the level of comfort that Aaron Rodgers is going to have standing in the pocket. And if you don't have Nick Bosa, it's going to make that job a whole lot tougher to make Aaron Rodgers feel uncomfortable and to get to him. This Nick Bosa and Fred Warner's injuries, and Warner did practice yesterday with his ankle, those are massive. And you better hope, if you're a Niner fan, that Bosa gets cleared in concussion protocol.
Because I think there are ways to scheme, like as well as you can call a game that puts as little stress on Jimmy Garoppolo as possible. And you have the weapons on the offensive side of the ball to help you do that. But if Aaron Rodgers is comfortable, you're in a world of hurt.
Yep. Mm.
Do we remember the last time they played in the playoffs?
Yeah, when they ran the ball eight times in the... Or they threw the ball eight times, the Niners did, and won by like two scores.
That was in the Bay, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won by more than that, didn't they? Or did they just narrow it down? I just remember them getting their ass handed to them.
Oh, and like, that Green Bay got destroyed. The running back had like a massive breakout.
Had 220
yards.
Yeah, he had
his breakout game.
To be fair, that was Matt LaFleur's first playoffs, so take that how you will. Though he did win playoff games before that, technically. So.
Yeah. I mean, Green Bay and Lambeau in January. Yikes.
Mm. All right, let's touch on this very quickly as Dusty did mention it. Ian Rappaport is reporting that the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, that hire will influence Derek Carr's final season with the team. Panic or patience? Derek Carr would be a better option than Carson Wentz in Indy or Jameis Winston in New Orleans.
Ooh. I think you can upgrade massively from Derek Carr if you're Indy. Sorry about it. But I think actually Derek Carr in Indy would be...
I think
that would be a decent fit for Indianapolis.
Boy, yeah, I think he is an upgrade because of...
Yes.
Carson Wentz is a tough one, though, because he has a lot of the exact... All three of those guys have the exact same... They can be exceptional, or they will lose a game for you, like Carson Wentz in Jacksonville.
Right. I think Carr's floor is higher than Wentz's.
I'll panic with you then.
Yeah. The Carson Wentz experiment has got to be...
That's the NFL. We transition to Panic or Patience NBA. Your feedback, 503-250-1080. Always welcome. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Panic or Patience continues on this Wednesday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Gabe Neitzel, ESPN Milwaukee Packers reporter. Trisha Crick will join us next hour at 1:30, 2 o'clock. Michael Sean Dugar, The Athletic Seahawks reporter. Right now, Panic or Patience NBA. Mr. Dawkins, the floor is yours.
All right. Klay Thompson is playing basketball again.
Oh, yes, he is.
I don't know if you guys noticed that.
I did. We had a whole Klay day, remember?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You're welcome for me being here today.
such a good sound.
I love that.
In his return, he went 6 for 13 from the field, 3 for 8 from 3. Beating the crap out of Detroit. Panic. Patience. The Warriors are back to being the best team in the West with Klay on the floor.
Oh, the rest of the West should absolutely panic. The Warriors were already looking incredibly good, but really, regardless of whether they finish first, second, third in the final like regular season standings, I just think over a 7-game series, you are going to have... last night, I was watching that game. They subbed Klay Thompson in for Steph Curry. That doesn't feel fair. That feels like subbing... It feels like a cheat code. So, yeah, I think the rest of the West should panic.
This team is so good.
I know. Boom, boom.
I mean, it's going to be brutal for the West.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson, here's the thing. They were great before Klay Thompson came back. I was very skeptical of what Klay Thompson looked like 2.5 years off. ACL reconstruction, a ruptured Achilles. You know, it takes time to get guys back in the groove. He is still getting there, but he's becoming efficient again.
Yep.
And he wasn't an above-the-rim, super explosive player to begin with. I was more concerned about, on the defensive end, how he would be able to move laterally. And we're getting there, right? And that'll be a little bit of time. But if he can shoot the lights out, this team is still good enough to win with a limited Klay Thompson.
Yep.
Panic.
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 Somebody gotta go.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, So Frank Vogel is the Los Angeles Lakers head coach.
Oh.
And it's kind of like an assumption that like he will not be at some point. And that's not to say that not everybody gets fired, but like the day he got hired, everybody was like, yeah, that's not LeBron's guy.
Oh, question. Who's going to get him fired?
LeBron James.
Yes, that is true.
Oh my gosh.
So anywho's, they're going through a little bit of a rough patch, but panic or patience. Frank Vogel gets canned before the season's end.
Panic.
An interesting proposition, yes. Because it would also indicate that, say, if the Lakers did make the playoffs, you are still firing Frank Vogel.
How about this? So there's these reports that are out there around the NBA that his status is day by day being evaluated.
Good job.
Not That's good. Just... the LA Times had a report out last night that said it's not being evaluated day to day. Okay, that's an overreaction.
It's week to week.
No, Kurt Rambis is now sitting in on coaches' meetings. One of their executives is sitting in on coaches' meetings. And for the third time in like the last month, Frank Vogel, David Fizdale, Rambis, and Pelinka have had meetings on how they can get things turned around. Like, you can tell the LA Times, yeah, it's not day to day. But no, it's not good right now. Yeah. I think he's done before the end of the season, and I think David Fizdale takes over.
Take that for data.
So you're saying that they like he has a Bob's situation?
What would you say you do here?
Like he has like a quality assurance advisor.
Yes.
Yep. Could you imagine being
Kurt Rambis
at that level of your career, like Frank Vogel? I mean, this is the pinnacle of coaching for basketball. You're a head coach in the NBA, and you have a quality assurance manager.
Yeah, I would say panic too, though, because the Lakers are panicking. I mean, the Lakers are not where they thought they were going to be. At some point, you're going to run out of people to blame, and you can only make so many trades. So you're going to have to look at somebody else. And unfortunately for Vogel, I mean, that's where you look next.
Yeah. All right.
So I would say panic.
Brutal.
Here's a quick one.
It's so brutal. So brutal.
Trade deadline fast approaching. It is actually here pretty quick.
It is February 10th.
Here is a spicy one for you. Panic or patience. The Blazers of the Portland variety. Don't move a single starter before the trade deadline.
Ooh.
Oh, so panic is the bad? Is
panic, nobody goes.
Panic, nobody goes.
I think patience. I think Joe Cronin is being deliberate and aggressive, and I think if there is a good move to be made for one of the starters that he feels will teach them, like potentially get them one step closer to being set up for when Dame returns... he does it.
Oh, boy. Patience. You got to have faith that something's going to happen.
There you go.
If February 10th comes around, let's, you know what?
Bookmark this.
We are, put a pin in this one. Let's bring this one back.
Yeah.
Because come February 10th, that is going to be something that we look at and we just go, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do at that point?
It's fair.
If you're a Blazer fan, because I think a lot of people are just going to say, nope, done. Done with it until something does happen. Whether that's the off season or the next season, I'm done with it.
I feel like a lot of people have done that already.
Yeah. And then they'll come back around once something does happen. Yeah. Like a third of the Moda Center being empty would indicate that a lot of people have done that.
Yes.
And it's like when they fired Olshay, it's almost as if they were thinking like, okay, now everybody can come back.
Sure.
There were some people that came back after that.
Yeah, a few. A few. All right. Let's head to the land of cheese. ESPN Milwaukee Packers insider Gabe Neitzel. He will join us next. What happens if the Packers lose?
Whew.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.